It's so radical, when people first see it, they think it will blow over and kill them. A lawsuit is filed claiming winds focused by the Flatiron's extreme shape damage a nearby shop. Today, it's one of our best-loved buildings. Inside, the other breakthrough that lets towers rise into the clouds, the elevator. Before it, the tallest buildings stop mostly at 5 floors. No more walking upstairs now, so the sky's the limit. For the first time, the higher the floor, the higher the rent.
Well, you think it's a fairly humble invention, but when Otis invented the first really safe elevator, it enabled the growth of the modern city, where people could come in, build much taller buildings, get a much higher density of people.
And sure enough, by the end of the 19th century, the urban population has increased 87 times over. In Chicago alone, in just 10 years, they build 50 steel frame buildings. And in 20 years, its population more than doubles to almost 1.7 million. American cities are exploding. But for many, living in the shadow of these new towers will prove even harder than building them. In America in 1890, crime and poverty are rife on the streets. But these mavericks are about to make a difference. Gangsters, murderers, thieves, and fear are on the streets. New tabloid newspapers splash crime all over the front pages. In Chicago, you can rent a gun by the hour. In the Sears catalog, you can buy one for $12. In New York, a policeman finds a list on a murdered gangster, his rate card. Punches, $2. Nose and jaw broke, $10. Ear chewed off, $15. The big job, $100 and up.